Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Cool, buddy.
There you go. What do you think, EB? It's all
That's
requests Saturday
cool.
night.
Very cool. What's that feel like to hear that being played on the radio?
That's cool, man.
Right?
Yeah. CK hasn't even told me I'm not allowed to yet, so I'm excited about that, too.
So, forgive me. Are you playing it a lot? Are you playing it as intros? Like, what are you doing?
I debuted it on – I do a thing on Thursday called All Requests Thursday Afternoon where we let the listeners pick the songs, and I just played it at the top of that show to kind of quote-unquote debut it, but you know how this is. Nobody cared. I got no feedback.
Well, that's because, I mean, I was talking to my agent yesterday, actually, because no one's listening.
Yeah.
I mean, it is unbelievable what has happened to our industry in the last 3 months. I mean, it is – it's mind-blowing, man. I've never seen anything like it.
I mean, devastation is the word I would use, right? I mean,
we have gone, and I'll just be frank because we're always honest. We have gone from the highest ratings of our career in 3 months to maybe the lowest. I've never seen anything like it. It is an absolute typhoon. And, I mean, it's just it's incredible. Nobody's driving to work. Everybody's working from home.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no drive times anymore. I mean, it's unbelievable what's going on.
I got to say, I don't know about what he's dealing with from the head muckety bucks, but I think CK's been incredibly supportive throughout all this.
I have to say he has.
Yeah.
Because I had a conversation with him yesterday, Chad, and, you know, I'm glad you said that because, you know, I know you and I in particular probably have a lot of disagreements with Chris about a lot of different things.
Sure.
But that guy, we couldn't be in better hands than without Chris Kiner, honestly.
Yeah. And now, they might come for him.
Yeah, I wouldn't want his job. His job's the worst job in the history of the world.
It's got to be so terrible right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's so bad. This is the first time I hope Chad doesn't take this the wrong way. This is the first time I've really not felt like working on the weekend.
Really?
And it has nothing to do with Chad. It's just, I don't know, I'm just exhausted. And I keep forgetting. I even texted Chad. I was like, dude, I keep forgetting I got to do this show. And I swear to God, my brain has disintegrated so much just from like a lack of sleep, just stress, like life, everything, that I can't stay focused for more than 10 seconds. And at any moment, I could just get in the car and drive to Costco. Like, that could just happen. I could just forget what I'm doing and, you know, go meet a buddy and play golf. Like, I could just roll. Like, my family talks to me, and I listen for about 3 seconds, and then, bam, I'm on something else, and they're screaming at me. And I go, oh, I'm sorry. And I can listen again, and I'm doing something else. I'm fried. I need a vacation, to be honest with you.
I had that. I gotta say, if I didn't have that week down at the Outer Banks a couple of weeks ago, I don't know. I've never been in a situation where I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to do next. Like, I don't know what I'm going to talk about next. And I think I hit that at about Tuesday of this past week. And I just sat there saying, and then the more and more I'm reading about it, I don't think we're getting any of these sports back. I mean, with these flare-ups, and I think those athletes would be fine. Like, I read some of the data, and I'm, like, looking at it saying, like, these guys might not even know they have it. They could probably play with it. Like, it's just – it's not that I compared it to this, EB. Nuclear power is like incredibly safe, right? And it's cheap, and we could use it, and it would be fine in this country. But people are scared of it, and they don't want it, so we don't use it. And that's what I think is going to happen with COVID, is that everyone is so scared and so amped up, and everything's got to be safe, and everything's got to be bubble wrapped, that they're just not going to have it. Like, it's not going to happen. And when that takes place, you don't talk about honesty. This has been 3 months. What if all these seasons get canceled? What if there's no football? You know, this station ain't going to be around. We're not going to be around anymore. They're not going to keep paying to do this. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah, no. I believe me. I called CK yesterday and I said, it's over, isn't it? I mean, I swear to God, I said, it's over.
Yeah.
And he talked me off the ledge.
I might need that talk.
Yeah. But, you know, I think Chris should get more credit because, you know, we complain all the time, but he is fantastic. Couldn't ask for a better guy to lead the way. And I'm so proud that we, you know, we kind of discovered him, you know,
eight,
20 years ago, whatever. But nevertheless, I do think there's some, even though I have some strong feelings, look, I don't want anybody to get this. I don't want it. I've said it 9 million times.
Yeah.
But I do think that most of the sports can do this. Football, there is a real issue, and we had if you were listening just the previous second, we did have the NFL doctor on, and he were kind of sparring a little bit. But I cannot argue that football's the most difficult one because I do think, like Kevin Durant gets this, he gets the sniffles, right? If that. A lot of these people that they're finding right now are asymptomatic or very, very mildly dealing with this because, you know, we've done unprecedented asymptomatic testing. It never happened before. I mean, this is crazy what we're doing, but it's fine. We want to know. It's better to know than not know. But NFL players, when he brought that point, and I've quietly hid this in the back of my brain, but he's so right. When NFL players' average BMI is like, 35 or whatever it is.
Right.
And the offensive linemen, I mean, it's insane. Those people actually do. I don't care how athletic you are. If you have a certain level of issues, you are more susceptible to this thing. There is no doubt about it. So that scares the poop out of me for the future of football. And obviously, you don't want anybody to get hurt. Not at all. But I do think this, if you let me just kind of soliloquy here for a moment. I do think that golf, and I know it's interesting. I would like to have this conversation with you because I know you don't give a flying F about golf as much as I do about Star Wars. So, same thing. So, that's fine. But I would ask for you to root for golf to continue like you've never rooted before because it's kind of like if golf bails, it's over. Because this is the one sport that there's very little contact. I mean, you could safely socially distance and play this sport. The issue I think they're having is sort of like the travel and the off hour stuff, why a few of these guys are popping. But I have to say personally, I think that the commissioner who's been roundly criticized around the country, I know John Feinstein, who I enjoy to spar with, but and I'm always been a fan of his work, he thinks the guy's, you know, vermin. I think he's done this very responsibly. They've had these positive tests, so they keep tightening the reins, and they're trying to close these loopholes. But I swear to God, if you are a sports fan, you need to root for golf to figure out a way, because if golf can't do it, then Chad's right. No one's going to be able to do it.
Yeah. Look, I'm rooting for it. Look, it's personal taste. I have nothing against
golf. Of course. I know. I'm just breaking your balls.
I'm 100% with you. That's why I'm glad I don't care at all about NASCAR. I'm thrilled they're running races. You know, I want all that stuff because the more sports that come back and figure it out, the better chances that, and I don't mean any disrespect by this, but the ones that matter, you know, we all know the ones that matter, they get a chance to come back. And that's why the baseball thing, man, is just, it's so important. This is why when people were making selfish decisions, like Davis Bertans was making his decision, I think if I was in a locker room with him, I'd be pissed off. But the equivalent that I made was every time our contracts are up. I don't think for one second about the listeners. I think about my situation and my finances and my family and my bills.
Right.
And that's what he's doing. So I understand that. The baseball deal, though, Bickle, it's so important for this radio station for baseball to come back because of how successful the Nationals have been on this radio station and how that just kind of elevates everything that we do, like the casual listeners, people checking us out, you know, bleed over from the games. That I'm rooting the hardest right now. Football I love, but I'm rooting for the Nationals to be playing
selfishly,
baseball.
Selfishly, yeah. And I have to say that I've grown to become a massive Nationals fan.
Right.
And I've become so jaded and frustrated with the Redskins. They've slipped quite a bit for me. So if I had to choose between the two, this is where you and I might differ. I want the Nats. I want them. If I had to choose one of the two, but also
for
from
60
the
games, you would take 60 games of Nationals baseball over an entire Redskins season?
No, I don't know that I was saying that.
Okay.
Certainly, 162 game Nat season over a Skin season. If I had to choose, believe me, I love both. You know me. I'm not missing a game. I mean, I'm there. We need the Nats back big time. I think our country, frankly, needs the Nats back. I tweeted about it a little this morning before I dozed off. I mean, I'm just gonna barely stay awake, dude. One thing is, man, sports generally is a great unifier. That's why it's so frustrating, but it's life, so we have to deal with it. And CK keeps, you know, pounding that in my head. You know, real life issues do overlap, right? Like a cap thing, like a NASCAR thing, you know, with the Bubba Wallace. So, you know, it's inevitable. You can't avoid them, you know, completely. You have to address them. But generally speaking, and I hope we could stay with this, sports has been the one thing that brings us all together, right? Mm-hmm. Everything else, it ends up in camps and corners, and we're yelling at each other. And I mean, people like want to cancel you because you have a different thought. It's insane. But at least when we would have games, man, we could all be together and people wouldn't care, you know, if I had a thought that they interpreted as vile or something. But, you know, it just might be a normal thought, but they would think it's vile. So I'm so desperate for the Nats to come back for that reason, too. I think our country is. I mean, we need sports back in the biggest way possible.
Yeah, and I think that's why they were taking such a beating in the court of public opinions. And I asked this. We did an episode of Big O and Dukes where we don't talk about sport with much nuance unless it's like, you know, a broader spectrum because Oscar's on the spectrum. But the thing is that I think that selflessness right now, Bickle, is the name of the game. And it's difficult to be selfless when there's danger around or your money's being threatened. I understand that, but –
yeah,
I want an ounce of selflessness from somebody in baseball to say, hey, there are millions and millions of people whose lives would be better. And that's just not taken into context at all.
You don't. So forgive me. I'm having a hard time, folks. So you don't think baseball will be back?
I don't think that it should have taken 3 months and then they still didn't come to a conclusion. And not once was the virus discussed, or they kept both of them, kept invoking the name of the fans on social media when all of us knew it had nothing to do with the fans. I'm saying a lot of damage has been done already, and I'm interested to see how much is forgiven.
I think that was just a pure labor negotiation. And for the most part, those players have reconciled the virus. And they're willing to take that risk. Certain people, obviously, like Ryan Zimmerman said, you know, he doesn't think he's going to play maybe. And I completely understand. His wife's got multiple sclerosis. He's got a 3-week-old daughter. But I think most of those guys understand where they fall on the risk range. And this was more about a bitter, bitter, bitter fight between the players and the owners, less about this virus. And this is just, I think, this doesn't bode very well, right? Because they've got a labor agreement that's coming up very soon, right? So I do think they are going to play. They're not going to pass up that money. I think they showed their cards very early. Both guys did. And it's unfortunate. But if the owners truly are, it's hard to imagine, but if the owners truly are losing money by playing such a short season with no fans, and maybe there is some truth to that, then I can understand they were kind of in a pickle. So maybe they're the ones that had to step up and be a little selfless.
Yeah.
You know, maybe. I always side on the players, to be honest with you. I never side with the owners. I don't care about them. I feel like the players are the ones with the short careers. But I can understand if, you know, I don't necessarily want to hemorrhage money. You know, at the end of the day, they are businessmen.
Do you, I don't know. I understand. We have this romanticized version of what baseball is because we can't extricate it from, you know, our relationships with our fathers and our brothers and our families. It's an Americana and it's been around for hundreds of years, but it's a business. And just because we feel that way, it's the same thing with like Star Wars. Like those fans are insane. Those are crazy people that you have to deal with because they have too much of their personal worth in this product. And so, but you're still trying to make money at the end of the day with it. It's just, it's a tough thing, EB. And I think that the online communities, the zealotry has just, what used to be just a small pocket of crazy people that got the Star Wars tattoos or whatever, now it's kind of turned into acceptable because you're more exposed to it on the internet. You say, okay, well, maybe there's not as much stigma about this. And sometimes that's good and sometimes that's bad. I just think with baseball, we're all adults. And it's like, of course the owners are going to want to make, they're not going to want to lose an enormous amount of money just because they're not the ones with the jerseys and the numbers. I don't think that should make them less sympathetic.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm okay. I've reconciled myself with the 60 game season and that it could have been a lot more. And there was a lot of, you know, shenanigans going on to ultimately get to what the owners wanted all along. But I'm willing to, maybe you aren't, maybe the sense I'm getting from you is you aren't. I'm willing to forgive and forget. Let's just get out there and let's do this. And let's try to find a way that we can, you know, get some fans in there safely where everyone agrees that it's safe.
Sure.
And, you know, I also want to make a plea to myself. I'm trying, believe it or not. I just want to try to bring the discourse down a little bit and be more positive, especially like on social media. I follow a couple guys, man, and they kind of warms my heart, man. There's this one guy I follow, and he has a lot of beliefs that are similar to mine. But he only will say things in a very, very kind way, even when people are vicious with him. They're vicious. And I'm trying to adopt a little of that to try to bring the discourse down because it is just frustrating and stressful when people just want you to die for having a different opinion. And I get caught up in it sometimes, too, and take it really personally and get snarky back. And I'm trying to reduce my snark a little bit on social. Now, maybe that'll only last a day, but I'm trying. It would be nice if we could all just – but I think we're all so cooped up. We're all just going nutty. Just we all need to get back to work and get back to the old normal, not a new normal. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I don't want to do that unsafely. Don't misinterpret that. But let's all figure out however that is, and let's get back to regular normal again.
It's funny you keep saying you said that because it's been the exact opposite for me, where I started for the first, I'd say, 2.5-3 months, I was all positivity and I was all, let's be proactive and let's do this. And that's all gone. Over the past 3 or 4 days, I'm in a dark spot and I don't think this is ever ending. And even if it's not that big of a deal, which I don't know, as big a deal as everyone's making it, it doesn't matter because perception is reality and everyone hates each other. And people say things to each other now that you would never say 10 years ago, 5 years
never.
Ago. Right. You would, 5 years ago, you would not say the things to strangers that we do now.
Right.
And I think it's over. I think it's just a matter of time. We got to cut the, you know, it's, I had a tree in my backyard that was dying over the period of 3 years. And I kept looking at it saying like, well, it's got to come down eventually. And then, you know, a couple weeks ago, it came down and I'm like, well, that's this. What I don't
know. I hope not. You know, I know one reason why I'm so emphatic and, you know, I've lost 1,000 followers. I've had probably, I don't know, equal number of people say they'll never listen to me ever again, simply because I'm trying to be positive. I have posted a graph recently that I just say, you know, have you ever thought about why you never see this graph? You always see this one. And then I post the other one. I'm going to start sending you some of that. I got a group of people that I actually send text messages to. I'm going to add you to the list, and you can delete it, and you can block it, and you can erase it. But I'm going to send you a couple positive things to get you out of your dark place, Chad.
I hope so, because it's sad, man. Like, I like my life, you know, and I like – well, I was just listening to your doctor, and he's talking about – I mean, just selfish. Again, this is all selfish. But
that interview with the doctor was very depressing.
Well, he's just talking about BMI, and I'm a big, fat, disgusting turd, and like – you know, before that was just, all right, I got to take a couple blood pressure medications and listeners say mean things to me. I can deal with that. But now it's like, oh, I'm going to leave my wife. You know, like, I'm going to, if I get this, I'm dead because my BMI is revolting. And I'm like, what am I going to do? Lose 100 pounds? That's going to take a year. I'll have it by then, you know, and then I'll be dead. And
yeah, I hear you. I hear you. I don't think that that's also necessarily true, especially just, you know, look, I'm not a doctor, as I've been reminded by 9 million times on the internet. But from what I've read, right, I never claimed to be a doctor. But if you're the people with the diabetes and stuff that are really in trouble are the ones that aren't taking the medicines for it, or
right.
the ones
I don't
that
have
aren't
diabetes.
Taking the high blood pressure medicines. I mean, it ain't a great thing, but nah. I think if it's under control, you're certainly in a much better spot. And even this, I'll just give you this one thing and we can move on, because I know people, they want to put their finger in their mouth and puke whenever I say anything positive.
I like to hear it.
Even like the LD, just people say I'm, you know, anti-science. Okay. Median age of death with this thing is 80. The number one comorbidity for this thing is dementia. Okay. Just keep that in mind.
Okay.
Even in the upper age groups, you know how every once in a while you'll see that video of the old person coming out of the nursing home and everyone's cheering because they beat COVID? Even, and I think what the big tragedy in this country has been what's happened to our elderly. We slaughtered our elderly. And you can blame Trump. You can blame whoever you want. I don't care. The fact of the matter is we slaughtered our elderly. Still, even so, like 50-some thousand, whatever the number is, of all nursing home patients that have perished on this thing. It's brutal what happened to the elderly. Even still, I think they have like 70 or 80% chance of beating it. Even the most, the oldest, right? So we just got to keep everything in mind. Like, I always just assume, well, my mom is way up there in the age. If she gets it, she's going to die. Well, actually, the reality, and I don't want her to get it, and I have advice, and she's basically staying home, and she comes over and she stays outside. We're not pushing it. Believe me, I'm protecting my mother. You better believe I am. But I also know, too, that the percentages are still way in her favor, if you look at it. It's horrible. You know, you got, like, imagine getting a virus and having a 30% chance of dying.
Yeah.
That's insane. But we got, but it's not 100% guaranteed given, like I've been ingrained in my head. And maybe that's good because I'm doing everything in my power to protect my mother. You know what I mean? So maybe that is good. But anyway, I know that I just lost 500 followers and, you know, no one will ever listen to my morning show again. But I'm just trying to be positive, and I'm not trying to diminish this awful virus. So I hope people understand that.
It's such a bummer.
Yeah, I know.
Did you see the candles I made today?
No. First of all, a couple things. I want to hear another. I was very impressed by the ponytails and cocktails.
Oh, really?
Song. Yeah, I want to hear another. Because that one. Listen, the one thing, the lyrics are, you know, I didn't hear the words as much. But, I mean, your vocal stylings.
Yeah.
Got a little thing going on there.
Thanks, man.
I like that.
It's
and
not the best.
Whatever. Better than what I could do. And. You were rocking. Those guys are rocking out. I mean, I mean, they're like real musicians.
Yeah, we're a real band. We were supposed to have a show actually in July that the Pie Tasters just bailed out of. So I don't think we're gonna have it now, which is a bummer. But yeah, we've been doing it for like a year and a half now.
You've been around, but yeah. I just figured they were a couple of your guys. And, you know what I'm saying?
No, they're real musicians. They're real.
Yeah,
they know how to do it. We can talk about some fun stuff. I got an NBA Jam machine I want to tell you about as well.
I saw that.
Yeah,
I want to dive a little deeper into that because I know not having kids, it gives you a little more sort of ability to just kind of spend your money on whatever you want.
Sure.
And I know that that's something that that's like a passion of yours, like loading up on these video games and stuff. And honestly, what guy wouldn't want to have a couple of video games like that in their basement?
The arcade setup. But I mean, Here's what I think people are missing. Well, we can talk about it. I think Vic said.
Is Vic freaking out?
I don't know. Who knows? He might not be there. He might have gone home. I have no idea.
I know that I was scolded, though. I'll just say this one last time. He doesn't want me to refer to him as Horny Vic anymore. So that. It was a thing. I loved it, but I don't want to upset him. So.
He also.
I guess he's just back to regular old Vic. I think it's going to hurt his Q rating, but.
You remember he's got beef with you because you took a shot at him 12 years ago, and he has not forgiven you for that. I'm just getting a phone call. That's not professional at all. All right, let's break. That's Eric Bickle. I'm Chad Dukes. This is very sad.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
By request for Eric Bickle in Kensington, Maryland.
Listen.
Yeah.
I know Chad's bummed out a little bit. Talking to him, you know. I would personally like to pump Chad up. And I would like to hear a ponytail song every break of this show.
That is very kind.
What I want.
Here's the only problem, though, Bickle. Don't know that we have enough clean songs to do on every break of this show. We can
play
get a little
there. Play them over. Find six that you're not saying the F word in the first 5 minutes.
All right.
10 seconds and play it. Yeah, that is the mandate. I'm trying to pick my man up. Okay, doesn't have to be terrible. Doesn't have to be.
You're right. It's good advice, and I
listen. I need it too. I'm freaking down and tired, and don't even, frankly feel like working today.
You know? I tell you, I enjoy, and I think I took. Of course, I take no offense to what you say, Bickle, but I do have to say, I don't know if it's because we're soft as Americans. I always feel like all the stuff that's happening right now, our lives are just too good, and we just lose our minds over everything because we don't have calluses in this country anymore. But I got to say, even if it's symptomatic of that, the working on the weekends thing, like the knowing that you have to get up and do this on the weekend at some point, especially the Sunday shifts, I don't know why, but getting a day off and then having to – it's like mental fatigue. Like just knowing it kind of hovers over you like a dark cloud.
It kind of – it didn't really hit me the most until this week. For some reason, I hit a brick wall this week. The thought of doing this show was just laborious. And it's not because I don't enjoy talking to Chad. I mean, Chad and I mean, obviously, look at it. We're just killing it, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
murdering.
But, I mean, we are. But it's just, it's psychological. You know, listen, we have unbelievable jobs and unbelievable lives. But there is a little bit of a pressure. And it's hard unless people do it. Everyone has their own pressure. So it's not like ours are unique. But our particular pressure that we have is... to be entertaining for 3 hours. you want to come in here and, you know, be a douche.
Yeah.
You want to try to pick people up, or even if you're going to fight, you got to bring it. And so it is a little daunting every day to bring it. Imagine going to work every day and having a 3 hour presentation and you got to kill it. And so everyone has their own stresses. I'm not saying ours are more than anyone else's, but that's our stress.
Yeah. It's the type of feeling I get, Bickle, where like I would never, let me be very clear. I would never want to trade jobs with anybody. I don't care.
Yeah, me neither.
If you're rubbing cocoa butter on bikini models for a living, I'll take my chances with what we're doing. Mm-hmm. But it reminds me of, I get so jealous when I walk to the bathroom, like when we used to be able to go to the studio, and I would just see that guy, and you know the guy I'm talking about. He's just sitting there in the kitchen watching soccer. And I'm like, oh, at his job, you know, there's downtime. You know, there's time where you're not completely locked in and engaged. And with you guys, and that's why I think radio hosts hate each other. I can't believe how long you guys have been together with four of you. Mm-hmm. You're interpersonally connected to another human being for too long. You just shouldn't be doing that. And there's just no downtime at all because your brain is constantly – I go, like, lay down after the weekend show. My wife's like, what's wrong? I'm like, I don't know what to tell you. I'm exhausted. Like, just from doing this, whatever the reason, the sixth day is really the cap. No one is going to feel –
no one cares. No one feels sorry for us.
Not
I know.
At all.
You're not looking for it. I'm just telling you, from my perspective, today's the first day I hit the wall.
Yeah.
I smashed it in the wall. I also got some stuff like, you know, my kid's having a major surgery on Wednesday. It's not – you know, it's just a shoulder thing, but it's, you know, it's a major thing. And so I got that. I don't want to see my kid in pain. You know, this is going to be about a couple days. It's going to be painful.
Sucks.
And so I got that on the back of my mind. And, you know, everybody's got everything going. You know, we all got stuff. So.
You're right about other people, like, even when my dog is sick, but like when something's going on with my wife, like you just would rather take it on yourself. Just like whatever that pain or discomfort is, like just give that to me.
Yeah.
I'd rather have to go through that than watch somebody else go through it.
Right. Well,
sucks.
Yeah, it totally sucks. Especially not that anyone cares, because no one cares. People only care about themselves, and
true,
that's how it should be. But my last time my son had surgery, when he woke up, he had an unusual. Excuse me, I got something, either corona or I got something in my throat.
I don't think you just caught it right now.
Yeah. He had an unusual deal where there was like a little fluid in his leg, and I've never, you know, it's just a lot of pain, and I don't want him to wake up and feel that pain again. They had to give him morphine right away, and everything. That just kind of traumatizes you, you know, like anytime you have an experience like that. So.
Sure. Yeah, completely get that.
So, all right, so how many songs do you have, you think, where you're not cursing in the first minute?
How about this, Vic? I know we can play Percy Pelican. If you go to our YouTube page, I don't think there's any curses in that one.
I want to play the one we played to open the show again.
Okay.
I thought that was particularly hard. Like, that was a really good.
That's our rocker. We're
rocking
that.
That's a rocker, right?
Yeah, that's our hard rocker.
Is that new or old?
That's our brand new song. We debuted that on Thursday. Now, let me tell you this. As long as you're placating me, and I do appreciate it, the guy that does the guitar solo in that song, his name's Pete. He runs
Shining. What is he, like with Van Halen or something? Like, what's his deal?
Well, you make a joke, but he tours with Brett Michaels. Like, he's Brett Michaels' lead guitarist. And I called him up, and I said, Pete, you know, I'm in this embarrassing band. Will you rip like the hardest 80s rock guitar solo you can? And he's like, yeah, no problem. And he did. And it's a minute long and it's insane.
So did I hear that part or no? Is that later?
That's later in the song.
Is he playing? God damn it. I'm not supposed to say God. I got
by the
something
way,
in my throat.
How do you love that email during all of this with a list of things we can't say? It's like, what else can we not say on the air?
I got something on my throat. Who am I hearing him at the beginning rock out though as part of the other guys?
No, that's our guitarist Lobster Redface. His solo shreds about a minute and a half into the song.
And did he? I'm just so fascinated by this because I am so frankly impressed.
Thank you.
Did he have anything to do with the writing of the music for this, or only his solo?
No, I wrote the song. I wrote the lyrics, and I would say 90% of the chord progression. Eric helps with that every single time, but he wrote the whole solo. I can't pop.
All right, so he did the solo, but you did the chord progression for the jam, basically.
Yes, but I'm not that's Eric playing the guitar during that, though. I play the guitar live, but the problem is, Michael, as you can sure, like getting into a studio and recording music, you just can't do it right now. So we're having to, like, have one guy record one part of the track, email it over to the other guy. Then he records his part, email it over to the other guy.
Are you guys using real studios or home studios?
Everyone's got their own setup. And then I go to the Big O and Duke studio with the microphones and the sound insulation. I record the vocals and all that stuff.
Yeah, I was going to say, you guys shouldn't have a studio issue. Are you you're simply doing that because guys don't want to be in the same room together?
Yeah, we got a couple of wusses in the band. I won't say their names. Matt Dodson, who's a terrifying 22 years old and terrified of his own shadow, thinks he's gonna. I mean, he literally is living in a sleeping bag under his bed for the past 4 months.
Yeah. This here's why I don't blame him. He has been scared to death, you know.
Yeah. I was scared to death listening to the repeat of that interview that you guys did this week right before the show began.
Right. Right.
It's fine though. Do you want to go to is Johnny still there on line one?
Oh, I'm sorry. Didn't I?
And we still got him.
All right.
Go to Johnny in Centerville. What's up, Johnny?
Guys, I just want to encourage you. You know, we're my wife and I are on our way down to Richmond listening to you on Route 95. Hmm. And our hearts are heavy for you because we can hear the tension in your voices. And we just want to let you know that the two of you are blessing us.
Oh.
It's not lost on us that you guys are spending a sixth day in those chairs. And that
we don't have a choice. I mean, they'll probably fire us.
Pardon
me? We don't really have a choice.
Well,
I mean, to be honest with you, it's not some great thing that we're doing.
Yeah, but listen, EB. And by the way, your line of trying to up your snark game,
yeah.
Here's your new moniker, the Great White Snark. You can use that.
I like that.
And you don't have to fight me for that. But I just want to let you guys know, it's not lost on your listeners, like my wife and I.
Oh, it's lost on a lot of them.
Personal,
go ahead.
It's not lost
sorry,
on
see,
us.
I'm not going to do that anymore, right? All right, go ahead. Go ahead.
It's not lost on us. And listen, I'm going to tell you something, Chad. Chad,
right.
My wife, we're in our late 50s. My Chad, my wife.
I'm your Chad.
Yeah, you are my Chad, and
you.
You're the only big shooter I've got in my life.
Thank you very much.
My wife, who's not a super sports radio person, turns to your program throughout the week because you have been somewhat wired into the DNA of our coping mechanism during this
where do
quarantine
you guys live?
And these things. We live in Centerville.
Can you guys maybe buy two homes and, you know, like you live in one, she live in the other, both somehow get us ratings? You
well,
know what I'm
I'll
getting at, Dukes? You understand what I'm getting at?
I love it.
Yeah. I do. Listen, I'm going to leave you guys with this because I know you don't want to hear me go on and on. But
no,
but
I actually kind of like it. If you want to say nice
well,
stuff,
listen,
I think it's good.
I do. You've got to understand something, young men. You guys, we know how draining it is to do what you do, to get on there and try to figure out what to talk about in the midst of all this.
Yeah, but everybody's got hard jobs. I don't like to say that, but everyone's got hard jobs and no one wants to hear it.
I don't care. It doesn't matter. What you do is something that is blessing us, and we're not the only people, and it makes our days better. And so take heart, okay? In the end, it's going to be okay, and if it's not okay, it's not the end. So hold on to that. Keep the faith. Keep exercising your gifts because both of you are gifted. Chad Dukes, I just got to tell you something. And EB,
sure.
I really appreciate you and your crew, but Chad,
yes.
your program is remarkable. It's a variety show. And the way you guys, and this is why I think you should really take heart, because you can pivot a little bit, Chad, because you don't just talk about who the Lions are going to draft or who the Cubs are going to.
I don't like sports.
You talk about fast food pinata and all these things. And I'm a 57-year-old dude who gets a kick out of that stuff.
Well, that's
whether
very
it's
kind.
Video game chat. So listen, guys, just stay
hey,
at
can
it.
I call you before I get my colonoscopy? Can you pump me up a little bit?
I got a colonoscopy a week from Monday, so maybe me and you
nice.
Can commiserate.
I'm so scared to get it done. I haven't made the call
it's
yet.
It's nothing.
No, listen,
it's nothing.
Listen,
no, I'm not scared of
them
going up in my pooper. I'm scared of the result. That's
no, no, no. Let me tell you what you should be scared of is not screening, EB.
I know! That's what I'm scared of!
No, don't be afraid, because if they see a polyp, they're going to get rid of it, and it won't do anything.
They're going to see 400 polyps!
No, they're not. They're going to see 374. And
they're
going to
see 400!
And they'll cauterize what they don't, and then you'll walk around, stiff like it for a little while.
I don't care about that!
Polyps.
I don't care. I don't care. They could do whatever they want in there. I just don't want them to find 600 of them. That's what I'm
Listen, brother. The smartest thing you can do is get that done. Because
I'm going to.
That is
delaying a little
good.
Bit.
Well, good on you. And,
right.
and last thing I'm going to say to you guys, I'm going to let you one last thing, Chad.
All right.
I don't know how spiritual you guys are, but my wife and I are going to pray for the two of you by name on our way down. We're going to pray
sweet.
For you and your families.
I'll take it.
Yeah, give me two more than Chad. He doesn't care that much. I do. I want it. Give me more.
Well, it's not true.
Peace to you guys. Thanks for being
thank
part
you,
of our
man.
Lives.
Appreciate
That's all.
Hey, Johnny, you're very sweet, and we're just having fun. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you for the kind words.
Yeah.
That was very nice.
That was very nice. If anybody else wants to call and be nice, actually, you can do
that. Wow, that would be amazing.
I haven't felt like that in months.
I had a colonoscopy scheduled, and they canceled it because of COVID, and I haven't been able to get another appointment with the people that I had it scheduled with.
That's what I keep telling myself. It's probably a big delay. Just let everybody who really needs to go, and then you can go. Yeah. Ugh.
Well, I'm like you. I'm going to get the test results back, and then they're going to say 4 months.
Yeah,
and
right.
That's
come
it.
Back in
driving
4 months. You mean you got 4 months. Yeah.
No, 4 months. They're going to say, I can't believe what's going on up there. It looks like Luray Caverns.
Oh, what? Right. Right. Well, I will say that dude, what was his name, Johnny? Johnny was the man. Thank you, Johnny.
Very nice.
Appreciate that.
Whew. Very sweet. All right.
What do we do now? Are we get show over?
I don't know when to break. Vic won't tell me. Vic, when do we break? Do we need to break or do we need to
Yeah,
keep
we
got to
break
we
in about
going.
8 seconds.
Eight seconds?
It's one of my favorite rodeo movies. I enjoy that.
All right, but I want to listen to the ponytail song or whatever it is. Cocktails.
Well, did you want to hear? Yeah. Whatever it is. Do you want to hear the do you want to hear the guitar solo when we come back?
Yeah, but I want to hear a little. Since you own the rights and we won't get sued, I want to hear the beginning and then the solo.
All right, we'll just let it roll and we can
let
start
it roll
talking
for a little bit. Do you mind if we talk over a little, or you want to give us some insight into it? What if we did a behind the music?
It's the first time anyone's ever asked to hear any of our music, so we can do whatever you want. I'm perfectly fine with all that. That is Eric Bickle at EB Junkies. I am Chad Dukes. This is 3 hours of fire, 12 to 3 on Saturdays. And oh, good Lord, 106.7 The Fan.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That's Eric Bickle right there, EB Junkies, Twitter. I'm Chad Dukes. This is Ponytails and Cocktails.
What? The thing is, I probably would appreciate it even more if I was smart enough to catch lyrics. They're kind of lost on me most times.
Yeah.
I'm a music guy, so I catch the music and maybe the vibe or of the voice type thing.
Sure.
It's hard for me to absorb lyrics.
Well, I think the second verse you'll be able to absorb because it's very straightforward. Very straightforward.
Are we going to be able to play it?
Oh, yeah. This is edited. I had the
this
voice.
Is.
If this is the one in the system, it's edited.
Yeah.
All right, listen to this. See if you can pick up these lyrics. This is the one Brock edited, so it's terrible. Drab edited it up way better than this.
Who edited this, Vic?
No, Brock. I almost fired him. When he edited out the way he did, because he doesn't know what he's doing, I almost said I can't work with you.
Yeah.
All right, the single
fireable.
Yeah.
Where's the solo? Did I miss it?
Right, no, it's coming right here. Two verses, solo, chorus, out. Listen to this. Listen to that. Can you imagine?
The tail.
I made tours with humongous bands. Listen to this part right here.
Dude, that's badass.
He said he hadn't played the guitar in 4 months before he did this.
So he was like thrilled to do it?
Yeah, he said he was really happy. He's a really interesting guy.
Is he like he wanted your show or something?
Nah, I love him. I think he's one of
How'd you meet him?
He runs, so get this, he's a guitarist. He has been his whole life. That's how he makes all of his money. He's been a working musician his whole life. Toured Monster. He knows everybody. Like, he has all Van Halen stories. He's got...
Yeah.
Calicus, he just knows everybody. He's from Manassas. And for some reason, he's really passionate about being from Manassas.
Yeah.
So he took like 3 years off from music and just did nothing but figure out how to make candles. And now he owns, like, multiple candle shops. It's called Shining Soul Candles. And I swear to God, I just found them because I liked them and I wanted to put them in my shop. And then, because I didn't know he owned the place. Then he found out who I was, that I owned the store, and then I met him. And we just have an enormous amount in common. I was just out there today bull-essing with him and picking up stuff from his shop. He's probably a top 10 person.
Is his shop in Manassas?
Yeah, Old Town Manassas. It's super nice.
Like how
super nice.
I haven't been out there in decades. How far is that from Fairfax again? 30 minutes?
You wouldn't know Old Town. Now, Manassas is still a dump. I mean, make no mistake. But Old Town Manassas, you wouldn't recognize it. It is super duper fly. It looks like Annapolis.
Really?
Yeah, man. You wouldn't believe it. Like the restaurants, it's got breweries. It's got all these cool
Is that where
shops.
Amir's place was?
It was before it went belly up.
Yeah.
Would you ever open a bar? It just sounds like such a terrible idea.
No. I've had a few people actually approach us about some things to partner with, and that's one thing I'm too scared. Although I'll say this, our producer, you know him very well, Brett Oliveira, is destroying it.
Can I say something real quick about that?
Yeah.
I always go overboard. What happened to Brett is the worst thing. I don't know if people know this. I don't even know if I want to really go into it because it's his business.
Yeah, it's too sad.
It's the saddest thing that I've ever heard in my life. It makes me emotional just thinking about it.
Yeah.
And what he did by giving up being in radio and going down there and running that business, I tell him, he's got to be tired of hearing it from me. Every time I talk to him, I tell him, I said, dude, it's one of the most amazing stories that I've ever experienced in my life, you doing this thing. And then also, EB, if he would have gone down there and fallen flat on his face, I'd feel the same way. But he's a monster success.
Yeah.
It's one of the most – I hope he writes a book one day. It's one of the most incredible stories I've ever heard.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, for people that don't know, Brett was our producer a long, long time. Another one that we hired when he was like 18. And you kind of nursed him through college. And then when he was able to be hired, we hired him. And, you know, he's got a beautiful family, and out of nowhere, his younger brother, who had started this Sup Dogs restaurant in Greenville, just out of nowhere, died tragically in a fire at his house when he went to go save his dogs and smoke inhalation. The kid was like 23, the best looking guy you've ever seen, probably banged every chick at ECU, had the greatest job, living life, fun guy. I'd only met him, Derek, a few times, and Brett just, you know, Brett was one of those guys. I think he would even acknowledge it. That I mean, I know we got a break. Brett was one of these guys that, you know, I think he thought bad stuff happened to other people, not to him. You know, he was just a positive guy. And then all of a sudden when you find out, my brother just died, to go downtown, give up your career. He decided about 6 months into it that, you know what, I'm going to go honor his legacy. And I'm going to keep that business alive. And then now he's expanded it to Chapel Hill. It's just remarkable.
And don't you take offense to this, EB.
Mm-hmm.
But if I would have bet that leaving a job like as cool as I'm a producer for a morning radio show, especially a legendary show, 100% I'd say your life is going to be way worse and you're going to regret it. And his life is better than it was.
Oh, 100 times better. Best decision you ever did.
Now,
I would suggest that all guys that run our boards and our producers leave. But, you know, if you want to work for us, that's great. I love it. I mean, I love our guys, but your life's never going to improve.
Now, do you think it's a good idea to have two babies while COVID is going on?
Yeah.
Is that a good idea? Because some people seem to think it's such a big deal.
Yeah, right. I love that guy. It'll be fine.
I love Dravy, too. It's still a terrible idea. All right. Let's Well, we don't have an update, right? There's no update anchors.
Yeah,
I was going to say.
Hey, Vic, you want to give us an update?
Hey, Vic, you want to do an update? I'd love to hear you do a sports update, Vic. Are you up for that?
That will be the worst thing ever in radio.
How about Vic? How about at 2 o'clock? We do the sounder and everything, and you do an update. You got an hour to work on it.
Like a minute update, Vic.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm going to mention, though, but okay.
Do the gaff.
Gaff.
Make up whatever you want. Do a video game update. Like, who gives a crap? Like, put anything in there. It could be a goof.
AEW. Vic, I know you like that.
Actually, I've retired from watching wrestling.
What?
Yeah, I did.
We got to get into that. That's unprecedented.
Yeah. All right, can you do that? Will you commit to that?
I'll do my best.
Thank you. That's all I can ask.
Is that a yes?
I think it's a yes.
I'll do my best.
We're going to hold him to it. All right, that is Eric Bickle. I am Chad Dukes. It's Venmo.com/Chad Dukes. What's your Venmo, EB?
I don't know. I'll tell you next break, though.
How about this? Venmo me. If you want to tip us for being here, Venmo me, and I'll split everything with Bickle. How about that? I'll split everything with Eric Bickle. At Venmo.com/Chad Dukes. Oh, by the way, buy that Ponytail song on Bandcamp.
Yeah.
Just go search Ponytails and Cocktails on Bandcamp. You can buy that song right now. All right, cool. Thank you, Bickle. It's very nice, all that exposure. I appreciate that.
Yeah,
and I feel much better.
Yeah,
much
good.
Better.
See?
It'll all come crashing down next because J.P. Finley joins us on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.